It's good morning time.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pop of the Morning Show with Bob Kay. And we're going to sing good morning this morning with two guys out there. I got Jeff Nelson. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, Jeff, are you? You're in St. Paul, right on?
Right.
Okay, and then who we got on the other line? I didn't have a chance really to talk to you. Is it Billy?
Yeah, Billy.
Billy?
Yes.
Yeah, Billy, what's your last name?
Rosenberg.
Rosenberg? Okay, Billy, or where are you from? Minneapolis, St. Paul, or where?
Anoka.
Anoka. Okay, Billy, you guys ready to sing?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, Jeff, what are you going to go to school today, I suppose, huh? Where do you go to school, Jeff?
I don't. I'm at work right now.
Oh, you're at work right
my
now.
My break.
Oh, you're what?
It's my break time right now.
Oh, it's break time.
Yeah.
Okay, right on. Billy, how old are you?
10.
You're 10. Okay. Okay, you guys ready? Here's the downbeat. A one, a two, a three.
Good morning, good morning. It's grand to be on hand. Good morning, good morning to you.
Just a minute, we got somebody else coming up here. Who's on the line? Who's just calling in? Hello? Somebody's there. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who is this calling?
Is it too late?
No, what's your name? I'm sorry, what's your name?
Maurice Johnson.
Ray Johnson?
Yes.
Okay, Ray.
No, is it too late for sing-along?
No, we're going to sing it again because we just plugged you in. So you ready?
Yes.
Okay, Ray, where are you from? Minneapolis, St. Paul?
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Okay, Ray, let's do it again, Jeff and Billy, and we'll do it along with Ray Johnson. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, I don't know if America can stand this, but twice in a row, but we're going to do it anyway. A one, a two, a three.
Good morning, good morning. It's grand to be on hand. Good morning to you.
Oh, boy, we got a zapper on us there. Hey, Ray, you at work or you going to work today? Hello, Ray. Ray Johnson. Oh, Ray is gone.
No.
Oh, you're still there.
No, I'm Johnson, but I'm Maurice Johnson.
Oh, I'm sorry, Maurice?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. These cans we got on our ears don't work too good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Maurice, are you going to work?
Oh, no, I'm semi-retired.
Oh, lucky you. Lucky yeah. You, Maurice.
Well,
we're going to play a lot of oldies today, this morning on the show.
I'm pushing 60, so I'm semi. I quit.
Okay.
6 years ago, I quit work.
Oh, okay.
Truck driver.
Oh, you were a truck driver?
Yep.
Are you still driving at all, semi-retired or not?
No, I just the car.
Just the car, huh?
An old 70 beat-up Plymouth.
Well, Maurice, have a good semi-retirement. Have a good day today, and thanks for calling in and singing good morning with us.
Oh, sure.
And say, Maurice, by the way, would you call 370-0611 mm-hmm. and give the young lady at the switchboard your address so we can send you a good morning button?
Oh, sure.
Okay, and same with you, Jeff.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, Jeff Nelson and Billy Rothenberg. You call in, Billy, at 370.
Happening here today at South St. Paul, the world's largest livestock market. I'm Rod Johnson, and I'll be back in about 15 minutes with another report.
Thank you, Brother Johnson. We look forward to having more fellowship with you.
Okay, thanks, Brad.
You betcha. It's 29 minutes past the hour of noon, and our noontime revival meeting will continue with Vi Napier reading from the good book, or the bad book, depending on your analysis of the day's news in just a moment. But first, transmissible. It could be the other as well. Gastroenteritis can wipe out your entire baby pig crop in a matter of days. PCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
The news at 12:30, by Napier reporting. In Washington this morning, another hat in the Republican presidential ring.
I am a candidate for President of the United States. The time now is 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, and it's 33 degrees. Here's Pam with special events.
Okay, and this could be one of my last award-winning performances. These are all for Saturday, November 3rd. Clear Lake, Minnesota Boy Scouts are having a paper drive tomorrow. The Scouts will be picking up paper at area residences from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Also, papers can be dropped off at the grain elevator in Clear Lake. The Harvest Bazaar at Christus Victor Lutheran Church on the corner.
35 miles per hour, so it is windy out there. Barometer's on the rise. It's 29.72. I'm Wally Wilbur. We've got an afternoon of music, news, sports information coming your way. But before we get underway, I want to congratulate today's WCCO Radio Good Neighbor, who is Leonard Kronfeld, the Golden Valley electronics engineer and inventor.
How sweet.
Don't leave. Don't. Stay with us at 830. We got the business news in just a second with Clay Kaufman. And Roger Holm, Director of Game and Wildlife in Minnesota, has some cautions, if you will, for our friends who will be going hunting this weekend in agricultural areas. Remember, you got to ask for permission on agricultural land. It's automatically posted by Minnesota law. And this year, particularly, some problems are existing. There's lots of standing corn and sunflowers, and deer and birds head for that cover as soon as they are spooked. Farmers generally are saying no to Minnesota hunters who ask to hunt in late-standing corn or sunflowers. So be advised. It's 4:45, and to find out what happened on Wall Street and elsewhere in the world of business, here is Clay Kaufman.
Yes, sirree. The stock market opened this new month of November on a tone that was definitely brighter than that which dominated October. Prices were clearly higher at the close of today's trading, although volume was on the slow side. Chrysler Corporation received welcome news. The Carter administration is in favor of loan guarantees of up to $1.5 billion to help Chrysler avoid bankruptcy. Now it's up to Congress to decide on the plan. We'll have more WCCO business news at 5:30. Till then, stay right here with another good firm, Bradley Johnson & Company.
Thank you. And by the way, a little bit of a tip for you, too, if you plan to invest in Bradley Johnson and Company. At 6 o'clock tonight, we're going to split.
There's only one way to fly, and that's your way.
Mickey Bussin, he's a big fella, about 220 pounds, and they run from a too tight end alignment. So if they get it going on you, they'd just like to jam the ball down the field with the run and mix in a few play-action passes. But really, I think their strength lies in their defense. They have an outstanding defense.
Congratulations again, Al. Good luck tomorrow against Morehead State.
Thank you, Bill.
That's today's sports celebrity, Al Mulde, coach of the University of Minnesota at Morris, which has won 34 straight football games. This is Bill Furman.
Thank you, Bill. And
that's enough. I don't want to wear you out yet. You know, we'll morning dance a little bit later on, too, right here on WCCO as we approach the news hour. It's 5 minutes now before 10 o'clock.
This is Curtis Beckman with the news at 9:55 from the WCCO Radio News Bureau. Just how safe must farm machinery be? That question was the subject of a ruling this morning from the Minnesota Supreme Court. The court upheld a $73,000 damage award to a Beltrami County farmer who lost part of his arm in a corn chopper. The farmer is Dwight Parks of Solway.
17 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock from WCCO Radio. Temperature 36 degrees Fahrenheit, 2 degrees Celsius. And now the nighttime report continues with the sports, and here's Clay Kaufman.
Thank you, John. Well, after three straight victories, the high-flying Minnesota North Stars came down to earth tonight. They suffered a 5-1. Days is a multiplayer deal involving Dave Winfield of the San Diego Padres. No doubt about it, the Hot Stove League is really heating up, and the pass season is barely over. We'll have more sports news, especially football, right after this word from Grain Belt.
This is Cannon, along with Morgan Mundane, and we want...
And your favorite premium person each win a trip for two to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California.
No purchase necessary. It's void where prohibited by law, and you must be of legal age. Go with the grain, gang.
Sure will, Steve. Well, both the University of Minnesota Gophers and the Minnesota Vikings will be on the road.
Saturday, the Vikes at St. Louis Sunday. Are we going to get your predictions tonight, or are we going to wait till tomorrow night?
Oh,
Oh, we'll have to hold them for tomorrow night.
You haven't looked...
You caught me, absolutely.
You haven't looked into
blindsided me again, John.
You haven't had time to look into your crystal ball, right?
Right, but if you want them off the top of the head, I see nothing but Minnesota, Minnesota. Yeah, Minnesota wins. Two big wins.
Okay.
Right.
The Mystic Cup. That's the good sounds of Andy Williams and a happy song called Happy Heart. It's 10:33. Good evening. How are you tonight? Nice to have you along. I'll be here until 1 o'clock with a lot of fine entertainment, which I hope you'll appreciate. I'm sure you will. Good music coming up, and of course, we'll check all the latest sports scores. Too bad for the North Stars. They got beat by... Well,
and the probability of continued rain then, 70%. Tomorrow, rain is likely to continue. Highs should be in the middle 50s. And again, 70% chance of rain. And that's it, John, from WCCO Radio.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, do you have your Halloween costume ready yet?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yes, I'm wearing it.
Did you? I read a news report the other day that the hottest Halloween costume for kids this year is a Pope costume.
A Pope costume?
We're going to have a lot of little popes coming around, and if one comes to my door, I don't know whether I'll give him a piece of candy or an offering. What do I do?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Just don't give him any wine.
Okay, it's 24 before 6 at CCO Radio. Here's some music from Danny Davis and the Nashville Brass. Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town. 19 and a half minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock in the morning. Chuck Hartley says he's going to dress up as himself for Halloween. Bob Kay just told me he's going to dress up as a cauliflower for Halloween, because that's the way he feels most mornings. Rod Johnson, what are you going to dress up as?
I'm going to dress up as a feeder pig.
A feeder pig?
Yeah.
Oh, if you come to my house, what do I give you?
Oh, I don't know. A little corn or something like that. Whatever.
Better not give you bacon and eggs, though.
No. We had the 100,000th feeder pig of the year come through South St. Paul yesterday for 1979.
I'm amazed.
Yeah, let's see. That was brought...